Kivon di Surabotto, Tuma Nami Botlo. So the Avodah Zorah again is like a kli, it's like a metal kli. So a metal kli that becomes Tomei, you can put it into the mikvah. So from here it's Pshito, that when the Goy is Mevatel, his Avodah Zorah, the same way the Yisr Hanor goes off the Avodah Zorah, the same way the Tumor also goes off. But Kikamibo, where's my suffix? Tak Ruvais, Lavos Gavim Shaloichlin. My, that's my suffix, where they're bringing food for the Avodah Zorah. Kivon di Yisurah, Leibotom. So my suffix was like this. Tak Ruvais Avodah Zorah. That is, where they take this food and they serve the Avodah Zorah with the food, whether it's with wine, oil, things that Avodah came Pnim, that you also worship in the Mizbeach like this. We take wine, we put it on the Mizbeach. Now somebody will take this wine and serve it to the Avodah Zorah. This is my suffix. Kivon di Yisurah Leibotol Lamaisa, once you makriv food or anything came Pnim, a korban to the Avodah Zorah that we had before, it can never become Mutav Hanor. The Yisur Hanor always remains. Kidirav Gidl, like we had before, if Gidl says Takruvas Avodah Zorah never becomes Mutav. There's no bitter on the Takruvas. So if so, Tumah Nami Leibotol. The same thing, then maybe the Tumah also cannot go off this food, what you makriv for the Avodah Zorah. I do maybe know, Issa the Yiraisa Leibotol. When you have this Takruvais, things that you serve the Avodah Zorah with, becomes also Banomi Yiraisa. There's a Chumrah on Takruvais Kain Pnim, that does not become Mutter, remains also Banol Yelam. But Tumah the Rabbanin, this halacha that Takruvais Avodah Zorah is Tomei, it's only Midi Rabbanin, therefore Bottle. I have my suffix, if a guy is Mavatol, this Takruvais, this wine, this gallon of wine, that was set aside to worship the Avodah Zorah with it, now that he's Mavatol it, maybe at least the Tumah goes off it. And this he has to take him. So even though the Avodah Zorah itself, Pshit the Tumah goes off, that's because the Yisur HaNor goes off it. But by Takruvas Avodah Zorah, that the Yisur HaNor does not go off it, I have a suffix whether the Tumah goes off or not. Boi minei Rebbe Yosi ben Shom Rebbe, Kelim sheshimshu behen bebeis chunuf. What's going to be that Kelim chunuf? Chunuf. The kelim that we use in this house, of Beis Chonya Basunsi, Mal Shiyishdamshu Ben the Beis Hamikdash. Are we allowed to use these kelim now in the Beis Hamikdash? So Rashi says, Beis Chonya Meforash B'Shemaitim B'Asraitim. Moram Nochus explains this. Chonya B'Noy Shal Shimon HaTzadik. He was the son of Shimon HaTzadik. Shabaruch LeMitzrayim. He ran to Mitzrayim. B'Vnayochid, because of his sons, his brother. Uvon Hashem Mizbech. He built a Mizbech there. And it's machlokes in the Gemara, whether it did it l'shem avodah zorah or whether it did it l'shem shemayim. And even if it did it l'shem shemayim, was still an avera, because it's called shchut echutz. You have no right to make a bama once you have the Beis Hamikdash. So l'maisa it wasn't an avera. But we're going now according to the man d'yoma that he did it l'shem shemayim. He did it al manas to mekar people Hashem. So it wasn't an avodah zorah. But our kopanim wasn't a nice thing to be done either. It wasn't avera. It was called shchut echutz.
Why do you have to run from
Mitzrayim? It says Mishum Achim, his brother wants to kill him. So he ran away from his brother. So the question is now, those kelim that we use the Beis Chonyov, Mal Shishtam Shabem Beis Hamikdash, can we now take it later and use it in the Beis Hamikdash itself? The Komi Berli, our Suffolk Yizd Gemara says, Aliba Demandiyama Beis Chonyov Lav Beis Avodah Chavim He. It was not intentions to worship the Avodah Zorah. It's not, because it's not like this. Kahanim Sheshim Shem Beis Chonyov, the Kahanim, the people that acted like Kahanim there, that served there, in that bias, so it says clearly, Lo Yisham Shem B'Mikdash. There's a Kanas upon them, they're not allowed to be Kahanim now in the Beis HaMikdash, Shev Yerushalayim. But since they did an Avera, they brought Kavonis there, Shchut Echutz, they brought it outside the Beis HaMikdash, so the Kanas, they cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash anymore. And for sure, if you have a Kohen that really worshipped an Avodah Zorah, for sure he cannot work in the Beis Hamikdash anymore. So the question is like this. Kahanim, who the Kansinu Rabbonin? Maybe the Rabbonin only put a Kanas upon the Kahanim, that you Kahanim, the B'nai Dayaninu, you have Das, you have Sechol, you should have known that even though it wasn't the Shem Avodah Zorah, but you have no right to bring Kabonis Bachutz outside the Beis Hamikdash. So you have no right to worship, to work there in Beis Chunuf. The Rabbanim made a Knas. These Tanim cannot come later and work in the Beis Hamikdash. Avul Kalim, but maybe just the Mizdeah or the Kalim that we use there, the utensils that we use to serve there, Loi, they don't have Das. They themselves didn't do anything wrong. So since there's no Yisra and no Midi Raisa, maybe you're allowed to use these Kalim in the Beis Hamikdash. Or Duma maybe Lashon, or maybe there's no difference. Lamaisa, these Kalim were used for something bad for an Aveiro. It's not nice, you should not bring this Kalim into the Beis Hamikdash. Omalas, he answered back to them, Asur and Hain. There are also any of these Kalim you cannot use anymore. Or Mikru Hayib Yedenu. And really, I used to know a Pasuk where it was, where it said this Issa. V'shachnu, I forgot the Pasuk. But he's Paskin, it's also to use his Kalim for the Beis Hamikdash. So where it says, now I have a question. It says, the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim, Kol HaKalim Asher Hazniach. Asher Hazniach, HaMelech Ochaz. V'machusoy, V'maloy, Hecheno, V'hikdashnu, V'hikdashnu. That the Kalim, that the Goyim used it, they went into the Beis Hamikdash, they used those Kalim betumo. So he was Mechni, prepared them, and he was Makdash them. He made them fit to be used. So Chura, Rashi said, this is talking about Rashi's Kahanim Shabimei, Rashi's Kahanim Shabimei Chizkiyo, Hoyimagidim Loi Kola Kalim Shabbeis Hamikdash, Hasher Ezniach Ochaz Machusoy Bemol Olam Azchavim. That Ochaz took those Kalim and worshipped the Avodah Zorah with them. And later, when they came back in, they were metayu these kalim hechinu v'hikdashnu. Tomorrow says, my love doesn't mean to say hechinu means diatfalinu, that they put those kalim into the tumah, into the mikvah. They were metayu toivul the kalim hikdashnu diakdashinu, that in mochamol he was mekadashit, in mochamol he put the shem and a mishcher over it, and he used the kalim again. So you see here, these kalim, even though they were used for avodah zorah, still you're allowed to use it in the Beis Hamikdash. So it's a kasha. How could you say these kalim that were used in Beis Chonuf? You're not allowed to use for the Beis Hamikdash. Here the pasuk says, even the kalim that Ochaz used to worship Avodah Zorah with, later they were makdashit, they put it into the mikvah, and they were makadashit, and they used it. So you see, you are allowed to use these kalim in the Beis Hamikdash. Omelet said back to him, Varachat l'shemayim, they gave him a bracha like, Shechzart li avidasei, you reminded me of what I lost. No, I told you before I knew a pasuk, this is the pasuk that I knew. And the pasuk means like this, not the way you're learning it, but rather chinu means shegonzum. It means that the kalim that they found there, they buried. Or since those kalim were used for avodah zorah, you're not allowed to use those kalim in the Beis Hamikdash anymore. So those kalim, chinu means he buried them. The gedashnu means shegedashnu acherim tachtonim, makes new ones. So here's the proof that if the kli was used for a bad purpose, you're not allowed to use them in the Beis Hamikdash anymore. So where it says,
and Rashi explains the proof to our cases like this, that there in the Beis Hamikdash, since it was Hekdish, it like, they, Midiraisa doesn't become Asa, even though, Ochuz worshipped it, L'shem Avodah Zorah, but ain't no the Moshe Dovah Shen Shaloi. So really Midiraisa doesn't become Asa Bano. But still, since the fact that it was done an Issa with it, still you see the Rabban said do not use these Kalim. So here's the proof, even with the Kalim that Allah B'nai Deyaninu do not have their own Seichel, still if it was used for a bad purpose, that's the proof you cannot use it in the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, same thing, these kalim that were used in Beis Chonev, in that place, even though it was not done L'shem Avodah Zorah, but since it was done on Aveiro, there was Shutei Chutz, it's a straw that Rabbanim still said it's also to bring it, to use it, in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, Leima Misayla, let me bring you a proof of this. It says, Mizrochis Tzvoimis, on the east north side of the Beis Hamikdash, that Lishka, that place there, Bo Gonzo Beis Chashmenoi, says in that place there, the Beis Chashmenoi, after they took back the Beis Hamikdash, they buried the Avon and the stones of the Mizbeach there. Why? Sheshikso Anshe Yovim, because the Goyim at that time carved it out, the Shem Avodah Zorah. So you see, it was also Bano. So again, the question is, like, why is it also Bano? It was Hegdish. So who you see, even though it does not become also Bano, Midi Raisa, but since the Goyim used it and did an Avera like with it, it's also to be used for the Beis Hamikdash. You have to be gone with it. Now, the Omer Arsheshes, Sheshoksu Avros Kechovim, that they themselves carved it out, used it for Avodah Zorah. So again, you see, since it was done the Issa, you're not allowed to use it on the Beis in the Beis Hamikdash. Omer Apov Ravapa says, Hosim over there, Kro Ashkech Vadorah, here was different. Here they found a post in the Darshan like this, the Chsib, it says over there, Uvoyu Vo Pritzim V'chaluhu. Says over there, like when the Yevonim, when they came into the Beis Hamikdash, they were mechalal. They took off the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash. And Rashi says, therefore, the name's like Hefka. And therefore, when the Goyim worshipped it, it becomes a real Avodah Zorah. So from here, there's no proof. Here it became a real Avodah Zorah because it became Hefka when the Goyim came in there and were mechalal, took off the kedusha. Samri, therefore, the Chum, the Beis Chashmonai, said like this, Heichi Neved, what should we do now with these stones? Nitverinu, should like we break it, Rashi says, means tell a goy to come and break these stones, so let a goy be mevatel this avodah zarah, and then we'll use these stones for the Beis Hamikdash, for the Mizbeach. No, the Pasuk says, Avonim Shleimos Amar Rachmono. You have to have complete whole stones, not stones that are broken. I'll say, if so, Nitverinu, let us, after it's broken, after a goy breaks and takes a mevatel from avodah zarah, now we'll come and we'll smooth it out to make it fit to be used. No, the Pasuk says, we can't use metal to smooth it out even. So how could you smooth out these stones? So therefore, they had to bury these stones. So the question is, why? Why did they still have to bury them? Let's first have a guy come and break these stones, take off the Yisra and all the Avodah Zarah. And then, let us use it for our own purpose. True, we cannot use it for the Beis Hamikdash, but why can't we use it for our own sake? Milo Yomer Avashi, didn't Avashi say, Diksha Lingoyz, Kol Kesev Zov Shabalim, really at first Chumman wanted to ask for all the silver and the gold of the world, Mishum Kasper Dehavashah Yushlaim, because of the gold and the silver of Yushlaim, meaning of the Hegdish, that the money then was Hegdish, that money belonged to Hegdish, so it got mixed up with other monies, they wanted to ask for all the money because it was Hegdish, most of it was Hegdish. So more is the question, we have a question, Yushlaim have a Ruba the Alma. Like if Yushlaim most of the world, why do we want to ask all the money in the world? Maybe only the money in Yushlaim. But the rest of the world is a rove against Yushlaim. What are you afraid about the rest of the world? Some Elam Abaya Bais is like this. Dikshu, they wanted to at that time lignize to bury like Dinram, Hadriano, Turaina, and Shifa. These four different type of coins, Rashi says the Matabeya say Yushlaim. These were coins used in Yushlaim. So these coins, since they came from Hegdish originally, even though the Goyim took it and used it now, still it's also Banor, they wanted to tell everybody they can't use these coins. Because first there was a coin used in Yerushalayim that was from Hegdish. So they wanted to ask for all these type of coins. Ad until Shemotzul or Mikrim and Atorah, they found this Pasuk in Atorah that says Shemuta. What the Pasuk is, Uvobo Pritzim Machalu, where the Goyim came and took this silver away from the Beis Hamikdash, they were Machalit. They took off the Gedusha. So it doesn't have a Din Hegdash on it anymore. So that's why we're allowed to use the money. So what do we see? That the money, even though once it was Hegdash, once the Gedusha goes off it, we're allowed to use it for our own purpose. So the same thing these Avonim, these stones also, even though the Goyim used it, but now they were part of it, we should be able to use these stones for our own sake, even though you can't use it for the Beis Hamikdash, but use it for our own sake. So we're going like this. Mar says, Hosam lo yishtamushabu begvaya. Over there, these coins, this money, it wasn't a carbon. It wasn't brought in the Beis Hamikdash. It was just money shel Hegdish. So therefore, later, when the Gedusha goes off, even a Hegdish, a normal person could use it. But hok over here, these stones, kivin yishtamushabu begvaya. Since these stones were first used begvaya, labuchai yishtamushabu Hegdish. It's not nice to let a Hegdish use it. Therefore, these stones, even though true, it became mutter banor when they broke them, that it should be mutter for Hegdish. But since these stones were first used by Hegdish in the Beis Hamikdash, that's where later they thought they saw fit to make a geniza to bury it and not to let it be used. Since it was once used for Hegdish in the Beis Hamikdash, it's not the kavodik now for a regular person to use it. Alright, we'll stop here.
Und auf Mün beise me beise. Da war ein Mischner. Oive kechovim mevatol avoides kechovim shaloi. Fischer auch aber, like we had before. A guy has a right to be mevatol his own avoides zora. Even though the Shasi worshipped it, it becomes also by Noah. But later, if he's mevatol, he had before ksile lehayem, that when the mevatol, their avoides zora, it becomes muta by Noah. And the Chiddush is not only his own avoides zora, but even Shachaveroi, even his friends avoides zora also. One guy could be mevatel another guy's avodah zarah. But the Yisrael, a Jew, ain't mevatel avodas kechovim shelo b'kechovim. But a Jew cannot be mevatel an avodah zarah that belongs even to another guy. In other words, if the Jew himself owns an avodah zarah, pshiti can't be mevatel it. Because even a guy cannot be mevatel it. If a Jew owns an avodah zarah, it's also li'olam. The Pasuk says, v'som b'saiser, you have to destroy it. But here we're talking about a guy owns an avodah zarah. So a goy could be mevatlit, but a Jew cannot be mevatel a goy's avodah zarah. We had the Gemara before that because it's a gzeira that when the Jew goes to be mevatlit, maybe first he'll pick it up and dekainer it, and therefore it becomes an avodah zarah shel Yisrael. Says ein lo b'teilu loylam. Some of the rabbanon, a Jew cannot be mevatel a goy's avodah zarah. Yeah. Now, ha-mevatel avodas kechovim, if a goy is mevatel his avodah zarah, mevatel misham sheho. He automatically needs to be mevatel the misham sheh avodah zarah. If he has his broom there, he has his shovel there, things that he used to be misham sheh avodah zarah with, if he's mevatel the avodah zarah itself, pshiti means to be mevatel the misham sheh also. But the opposite way, bitul misham sheho. Let's say he takes this broom and says, no more, not using you anymore for the avodah zarah. So misham sheh mutarim. Sure, this broom now becomes mutavano. If he's mevatlit from the tashmish of an avodah zarah, becomes mutar. But he asura, the avodah zarah itself still remains also bano. He wasn't mevatl the avodah zarah. He still plans to worship it, so it remains also bano. Now the most likely is the chiddush. Masni lei Rebbe, the Rabbi Shimon, the Rebbe, son of the Yosef Bray, that Rebbe taught his son Rebbe Shimon. Oyve kechovim mevatel avodas kechovim shaloi b'shoch haberu. That's what says now Mishnah. That a guy can be mevatel his own avodah zarah and belonging to his friend. Omalei Rebbe, so Rebbe said back like Omalei Rebbe said back to his father, Shonis lona b'yavisecha. You taught me when you were young, right before you taught me, like this. That oyve kechovim mevatel avodas kechovim shaloi b'shal Yisrael. That a guy could be mevatel his own avodah zarah. And an avodah zarah shall Yisrael. So it does make sense. But more question: the Yisrael mikom mevatlo. If the avodah zarah belongs to a Jew, the Havamina is he said that a goy could be mevatlo not only his own avodah zarah, but even the avodah zarah belonging to a Jew. So that Marius, that's not true. The Yisrael, if an avodah zarah belongs to a Jew, mikom mevatlo, could anybody be mevatlit? V'avisom v'aseisachiv. The pasuk says you have to put it away properly, you have to bury it. But now by the Zohar that belongs to a Jew is Toyin Geniza, it's on seven old Yerlam. So how could you tell me that a guy can be mevatlet? He meant like this. Omalei Rav Hillel Brei the Ravalis, Rav Hillel explained like this, that La Nitzvacho, what did Rabbi mean to say, Sheyesh Loi Bo Shutfis, that let's say a Jew and a guy owns an Avodah Zohar together. There's this idol here, and they own it together, a Jew and a guy. So the Yaldusoi Mikasover, when Rebbe was young, he taught his son that the guy could be mevatel, will soon see at least his portion of it. In other words, the Jew and the guy owns the avodah zarah together. So when he was young, he held that the Jew guy could be mevatel at least his portion of the avodah zarah. Over Zaknusoi Mikasover, but what did he hold when he became older? That nothing doing. That since the Jew has ownership in this avodah zarah, there's no vitla at all. So what's the shaila? The Yaldus Yisrael, when Rebbe was young, he held that Yisrael adayt the Yehudi Yechavim Tola. If a Jew has partnership with a guy in the Avodah Zarah, and even if the Jew worships it, he only like listens to the guy. If the guy worships, he'll also worship. If the guy stops worshiping, he'll also stop. So therefore, Kiv on the Yehudi Yechavim, Mevatel Benavshei, since the guy has the right to Mevatel, at least his half of it, so the Yisrael now in Mevatelah. Automatically is considered a bittul upon the Jews half also. In other words, when the guy stops worshipping, so he thought automatically the Jew will also stop worshipping. So it's like this. Half of the avodah zarah that belongs to the Jew, true, and that half there's no bittul. What belongs to the Jew ain't like the tale of Lailam. But the question is, the other half that belongs to the guy, that's called a bittul. Because now when the guy stops worshipping, both of them stop worshipping this idol. So therefore, at least the half that belongs to the guy becomes mutar bano. So Rishonim is the question, we hold a brerim in the raisa. If the owner of the shutzah, if the owner of the statue together, we don't know which half belongs to the guy, which half belongs to the Jew. So which half of the statue should become mutar bano? So some Rishonim want to say, we're talking about that it was Yedua. The guy owned the upper portion of the statue, and the guy owned the lower portion of the statue. So the chiddush is that if the guy is mevatel his half, the bittul remains a bittul. That's what he held when he was young. But when he became older, he held Micah Sabar. So thou, Yisrael, adaita denavshe polach. No, a Jew worships on his own mind. So therefore, ki mevatel avodas kechovim denavshe, ki Yisrael lebatel. Even if the guy is mevatel, his avodah zorah, his half of it, but so what? The other part of the Jew is still worshipping it. He's worshipping the whole avodah zorah. Therefore remains rasta b'ano. If a guy and a Jew owns the avodah zorah together, even though the guy is mevatel his half, it means nothing. Since the Jew is worshipping the other half, his half is worshipping. So once he worships, it's like he's worshipping the whole avodah zorah, it remains rasta b'ano. Okay. The only way it becomes mutter if the Jew also would be mevatel, and the Jew can't be mevatel in the avodah zorah. Therefore it remains rasta. And Ikumar says now, Iko demasin la seifa. Some learn this halacha over Hillel on the seifa. Says in the seifa, Yisrael ainu mevatol avodas kechovim shelo bekechovim. That a Jew cannot be mevatol the avodah zorah of another guy. So pshita, of course, like I don't know what the pshita is, but it's not so pshita. But the pshita, Jew cannot be mevatol another avodah zorah. And we had the pshat before was it's a gzeira that maybe you'll pick it up first and be kinder it. Tias kasha pshita on this Amr of Hillel Bray, the Rav Valis, le nitzchoy not the chiddush over here.